Yeah, of course it's disappointing. You want your last home game, something for the fans to cheer about. But we've got to face the fact I'm not. I brought Corey and Mitch off at half time, and it was nothing to do with them. Of course, Corey made a few mistakes, but do you know what? He's a young player, and he was great the other night, and he's going to have these games. He'll learn more from today than he will from his previous game. And I thought the fans were. I'd like to thank the fans for actually staying with my younger players in the first half, because sometimes it's easy just to turn negative. But so the credit to the fans for that. I had to change them at half time, but I said to them, it's nothing down to you. I think my experienced players let you down. My experienced players should have helped them through those sticky periods, and that's what I was disappointed with. And they're the ones who were getting all the criticism from me and my staff at half time, not Corey and Mitch. So credit to those two boys, and hold their heads high, and I'm proud of both of them. But I'm not proud of some of my experienced players allowing, not helping them. Bit of an acceptance from it, and I thought we were in the game till 20 minutes. That goal, just for me, there was too much of an acceptance. And there's little bits of this, you know, Tom, from, remember the Bristol game a couple of years ago, there's certain people I'm unsure about, but it just highlights where certain people cannot handle, cannot dig when it's needed. And this ties into the fact that since the Southend game, how we've dropped off, and I can't allow that to happen. So what for me, it just highlights some areas that me and my staff were thinking about, where we have to be quite forceful and change things in the summer, because yeah. That's the key thing for me.
Four goals for MK Dons, two very good strikes, two deflections. Not a lot that McGillivray could have done with them.
No, there isn't, but you look at the play before it as well. Listen, I know it's one of those, you don't go too on about the goals, but it's people will see 4-1. But it's the manner of the first half, and the way, listen, we know it's a dead rubber, but when you look at some of the criticism I get, I said that to me, it's not a dead rubber, because I'm one game away from more criticism, and I don't mind that, because it keeps it away from my young players. But at the end of the day, some of you players you deserve to give me a little bit of something back for the time I've put into you this year, and that's where I won't let that go. So people will be accountable Tuesday, Wednesday in my meetings. People will be accountable through the summer, and I will have players who will give their all for this club and those fans. And it's great for me, and I'm really looking forward to a challenge of turning those fans who are singing for Whitney out I'll turn them round, and I will get them singing in favour of me. And I truly believe that. And I thank them all for my support, and that, please, they are entitled to their opinion.
How much has that affected you, those sort of chants?
Not doesn't affect me. I take it on board, because you have to. Listen, you can't always get through life and get criticism. They're all cheering my name. I always say, don't get too carried away, don't get too down. I believe for what I've done, and I've seen everything that goes on that fans never know, we have done well to be where we are. And I know for a fact I'm a much better and stronger person for it. And I believe in my players, and I believe in my staff, and I believe in this club, and I believe in those fans. And I'd still buy one of them a drink if I saw him out tonight and have a nice chat with him, because that's the type of person I am. But I will turn the fans around, and I will show them what my energy hopefully will bring in next year.
You've had some strong words to some of your more senior professionals, certainly with me just now. How much will today's game affect your thinking ahead of next season in terms of the decisions you have to make over the next week or two?
It'll have an influence, not just today's game, but the whole season. It maybe sometimes when it papers over the cracks a bit, it highlights areas where, you know what, I've got to get leaders in. I have to not, there's an acceptance and an allowance sometimes in some of the games, and look at our away form, and we have to get players who can influence it on the pitch. And that's what I've got to try and really do over the next couple of months, ready for close season. And we've still got a really strong nucleus, and you see some of the youngsters, and when it's all died down, I'm sure most people will see that there's lots of positive, but the fact is we haven't scored enough goals. Take away our tumours, and we haven't scored enough goals. Our defensive record has kept us where we are, I think. So defensively we've been really sound at times, but we need to look at areas where we can improve.
15th goal of the season for Erhan Öztürk today, another one from outside the box. Players' player of the season. Just how important is he to your progress next season?
Yeah, he is. I know, but I've also got to face the fact there'll be people sniffing around him. So it's going to be an interesting 6 weeks for me. But for me, he's got to do it again. It's all right the one season, but now people know about him. People will be expecting it now, so I've said to him, now you've put yourself on that pedestal, now you need to work even harder and work for the team, keep working for the team, and then you need to do another season like that, and then I need to add something with him, I think, and that's what I'll be looking for over the coming weeks.
You mentioned a few interviews, certainly over the last week or two, how important the youngsters are in terms of the pathway for Walsall's success. Just how important is this summer for you, John?
Every summer's important. Last summer was when I had no players and I had to bring 15 in, so I haven't got that again. And maybe now I can have the first day off in 15 months and try and just take a deep breath. But I'm tremendously proud of myself. And some people have said in the past, self-praise is no praise, but do you know what? I'm going to praise myself a little bit. And I'm going to praise my staff, because I came in when other people didn't fancy it. Threw myself in at the deep end, and I've swam. And I've had to tread water a little bit, and I'm treading water now, but I will definitely enjoy the positives and take lots of positives. But I'm also realistic to know I'm not afraid to just cut people away, because it's my livelihood. So the people who have been with me, they're okay. Other people, then, sorry, but you're going to be off. And I'm not having it next year. So it's a real good learning curve for me, but it's one where the people who are honest and have done everything for me, they're fine. Other people have got to watch out.
So some interesting decisions being made by you over the next few weeks.
Definitely. From every manager, but I'm looking forward to it.
Final question then. 14th place finish. Some great highs. Sheffield United home and away. Bolton with 10 men. This last few games, bit of a low, really. One win in the last 10. Sum up the season for me, John.
Inconsistent, but some highs, and I think we've called it the roller coaster season. But I think a top half finish is what we deserved. Disappointed with 14th. The position we were in before the Southend game, I think that game was probably, if I was to be honest, looking back, that's a catalyst where that's probably one where we think, oh, we've just let it slip a little bit there. Whether that's affected then the mentality and the momentum, and it's just a matter of trying to keep the players motivated then, which I shouldn't really have to do as much as I have. But they're the type of players I need to bring in who can self-motivate and hopefully take some off me.